Hey, yeah. Today I'll be reviewing an album that's not entirely brand new, but was released this year. It's called A Battle at Garden's Gate by Greta Van Fleet, a band that has been picking up momentum lately and has been known to have a similar sound to Led Zeppelin. Absolutely. Requests are always accepted, no matter what the genre, no matter what the year the album or EP was released in. This album consists of 12 songs, making it an hour and 4 minutes long, so let's jump into it. Starting things off on a high note with the first song in the album, Heat Above, an absolutely beautiful song for such a young band. And like I said before, people say they sound a lot like Led Zeppelin, but I get Geddy Lee vibes off this singer Josh Kritzka. Not only his voice, but his lyrics, talking about kingdoms, armies, war, freedom, etc. Fun fact about Heat Above, it was actually written 4 years ago before the band released their first EP, Anthem of the Peaceful Army. Goes to show the talent these guys have this early in their career. They're in for a long and successful run in this music industry. Heat Above is one of those songs that leave you lost for words, and quite frankly, it's leaving me speechless here. It's a song that can only be listened to, but not described. Something like a dream you can vaguely picture, but couldn't begin to recall. But aside from all that, the next song in the album is My Way Soon, another single like the previous song Heat Above. This song is a faster tempo, like something you could dance to. Reminds me of something Queen might have made while creating Queen 2. That's just a personal observation though. The melody is very catchy and tends to get stuck in my head from time to time since the first time I've listened to the album. The chorus is very powerful and really shows off Josh Kritzka's vocal range and ability. A lot of people would strain their voices just attempting to sing that way. Definitely a song that belongs on many playlists. And really slowed things down with their third song, Broken Bells. And like I said before, with the Rush vibes, this song really gives a medieval feeling. When our summits we will say, and maybe broken bells will ring. Now you have to go to say, yet we still play the game. I could picture any one of these songs in an episode of Vikings or The Last Kingdom. The song's instrumental is orchestral. From the drums to the organs to the amazing guitar solo by Jake Kriska, there's no doubt a lot of time and effort went into the production of these songs. Up next is a song that in my eyes could open up a Call of Duty or Warzone intro. A lot of little things going on all over the song to give it a real amount of depth. The bridge between the chorus and the verse reminds me of the Iron Man riff, mixed in with the drumming, which was well highlighted in the song, makes for a real Mad Max Die Hard type of vibe. Moving into the album's third single, Age of Machine, keeps a calm but a little eerie feeling alive, with an anthem-like hymn that implements a choir-like harmony that gives the chorus that much more presence. Tears of Rain. Honestly, I think this song could have been a single with the breathtaking vocals by Josh Kritzka. The range and control he has on his voice really brings this song home. It's a really simple sounding song which makes it really easy to get sucked into. Kinda sweeps you away when you're not looking. Next on the list is Stardust Chords, a song that pulls us back into vintage Greta Van Fleet. You get to hear a sound similar to their previous works on the From the Fires album that was released back in 2017. But the guys still keep that same musical and lyrical format that's themed this entire album. I think it's a great way to let the fans know that yeah, we're experimenting a lot in this, but don't worry, we're still Greta Van Fleet. I really enjoy when these guys mellow things out, like on this song Light My Love. They've done it on previous projects with songs like Flower Power, You're the One, and Always There. They produce a very comforting sound. The opening of The Barbarians has to be the hardest intro I've heard in a long time. The lead guitarist Jay Kriska is insanely talented. I once saw him live and during his solo he had his guitar behind his head, shredding like it wasn't hard. These guys are young and talented making songs like this. It's soothing, it's catchy, it's nearly satisfying to listen to. That's just a personal observation. Trip the Light Fantastic was definitely a different approach, bringing it back again to vintage Greta Van Fleet, but still focusing on the album's theme. It's a really catchy song, and the band plays extraordinarily good together in this piece. I don't know where they got the inspiration from to bring in all these extra instruments, giving it such a classical vibe. With a touch of blues, I think. Yeah. All in all, I really enjoy this album. This band never fails to impress me and I highly recommend them. This entire album kind of puts you in a world where you can just interpret what you're hearing however you want. And once again, that album is The Battle at Garden's Gate by Greta Van Fleet. Available now on all streaming platforms. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to the Kids Vinyl Collection. Don't forget to request, and I'll see you in the next one.